Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German.
Welcome back to the Coffee Break German Show. Ich bin Marc.
Ich heiße Thomas und Marc, wie geht's dir heute?
Mir geht's ausgezeichnet, danke. Und dir?
Mir geht's auch gut, danke.
Good. So in these weekly episodes from Coffee Break German, we're helping you improve your German one coffee break at a time.
And if you are listening to this podcast on any of the streaming platforms, please make sure to subscribe to this. Or if you're indeed watching us on YouTube, also remember to subscribe to this channel.
Okay, so Thomas, was lernen wir heute?
Etwas sehr Wichtiges. We're learning how to form questions.
Something very important, questions. Also, los geht's.
Lass uns anfangen.
So when it comes to questions, questions are a key part of any language, obviously. And as you said, sehr wichtig in German too.
Yes, and I thought we look a little bit at different question words. Mm-hmm. So you can specify your questions a little bit and also look at the sentence structure. So how are questions made up in German?
Okay. One of the things about the German question words that I'm just thinking, do they all begin with W?
Yes, die W-Wörter.
Die W-Wörter, I like it. Okay, so what one do you want to start with?
Wann.
Wann. So wann means when.
Sehr gut. And I also have an example sentence for you. Mm-hmm. Wann öffnet das Museum?
So when does the museum open?
Perfect. And maybe another one, and then we look a little bit at the sentence structure. Mm-hmm. Wann fährst du nach Slowenien?
So, when are you going to Slovenia?
Genau. And if we look at those two sentences, we see we always start with wann, mm-hmm. our question word, but then we follow it straight up with a verb. So we had wann öffnet mm-hmm. oder wann fährst, and then we had our subject, so das Museum oder du.
Yeah, so we've got the question word, then the verb, then the subject in that order.
Exactly. And I think it's great because this is actually a topic where it's easier in German than in English, because in English you have like du or are, you need these extra words. In German you don't. You just have question word, verb, subject.
Good. Okay, so that is wann. What about another question word?
Das nächste W-Wort, wie wär's mit was?
Okay, so was is what?
Genau. Kannst du dir einen Satz ausdenken, eine Frage mit was?
Could I say, was denkst du? What do you think?
Yeah, sehr gutes Beispiel. And again, in English, we have what do you think? Mm-hmm. However, in German, we have just was, our question word, denkst, our verb, and then du,
so the
subject.
So the equivalent of what think you.
Genau.
Okay, right. So that's was, what?
Wer is another important one, and maybe sometimes the cause of confusion.
Yeah, so wer, W-E-R, it looks a little like where, but of course it means who.
Ganz genau. So als Beispiel zum Beispiel, wer kommt zur Party?
Who is coming to the party?
Genau.
So we're starting with who, and then the verb is coming, and this one's slightly different. It doesn't follow the same pattern because we've got to the party, which is a slightly different type of object there.
Exactly. Basically, okay. Our who is like our subject already.
Yeah. Okay. So wer is who, but what about where? How do you say where?
And there's actually three words in German, but the most straightforward one is wo.
Wo. So wo liegt die Kirche?
Genau. Wo liegt die Kirche? Oder wo ist die Bäckerei? If you're okay. Just asking where something is located.
Yeah, okay. But then you said there are two other words.
Yes, the other one is woher. And you've probably heard that in the sense of woher kommst du?
So that means from where, woher
exactly.
kommst du?
So if you're referring to a location where something is from, mm-hmm. and you can say where from in English, but I think sometimes you also get away in English with just saying where.
Where, yeah. Okay, so that's woher, and then there's another one?
And it's kind of the opposite, because it's wohin, so where are you going to?
So wohin fährst du?
Genau. Wohin fährst du in den Ferien? Where are you going to in the holidays?
So you couldn't use wo there, like wo fährst du?
There's a trick because you can also take your hin and put it to the end. So you can say, wo fährst du morgen hin? It's almost like a separable verb.
Yeah. So wo fährst du morgen hin? The hin going to the end. Where go you tomorrow to? Okay.
And you could do the same because we talked about with wo her. Mm-hmm. You could also say, wo kommst du her?
Yeah.
And put the her at the very end.
Okay. So where come you from? Where do you come from?
Genau.
So we've done was, we've done wer. So that's what and who. We've done wann, when, and we've now looked at wo, wohin, and woher.
Zwei noch.
Zwei noch, okay.
Wie.
Wie means how.
Genau. And it's very useful because you can combine it with a lot of sentences. So, wie viel kostet das, you might have heard before.
Yeah, okay. So how much does that cost? Wie on its own, we could say, wie geht's dir?
Genau.
Okay. How are you doing? Okay.
Oder wie spät ist es?
Right, so literally, how late is it? You're asking what the time is.
Genau. Und unser letztes Wort ist warum.
Right, so warum is why.
Genau. Warum lernen wir Fragewörter?
Why are we learning question words? A philosophical question there for us today. Warum? Am I right in thinking that you can also use the word wieso for why?
Yes, there's a great variety of German words to say why. So you have weshalb. Uh-huh. Warum, wieso, and the slight differences in meaning, but you can always get away with warum. In the most cases, they're interchangeable.
Okay. Would I be right in thinking that wieso is sometimes used more in the south?
Yes, I am from the south, yeah, and I use it a lot.
I've heard. I was actually watching something on Netflix recently. I think it was set in one of the ski resorts, like Garmisch-Partenkirchen or something like that.
Yeah.
And there, they were saying wieso all the time. And I'm thinking, oh, it must be a southern thing. It must be maybe Austrian or
yeah, Alpine region.
Yeah. Yep. Wieso. Okay. Wieso. How come? Almost. Good. So going back through all of these question words, we've had wann, which means when. Then we had what.
Genau. Was.
Who.
Wer.
Where to.
Wohin.
Where from.
Woher.
And just where on its own. And then we also had how, I think we mentioned that.
Genau, wie.
And why.
Warum, wieso, weshalb.
Weshalb, is, yeah. Okay.
And there was one last thing I maybe wanted to talk about, and that's just a simple yes or no question.
Yeah, okay.
And the concept is really easy here because you basically, all you do is you leave away the question words. Mm-hmm. So if we go back to the start when you said like, wann fährst du nach Slowenien? Mm-hmm. We could just say, fährst du nach Slowenien? So the structure stays the same, but without the question mark.
Without the question mark. So you're asking then, are you going to Slovenia?
Genau. So yes, no.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I mean, I guess we've heard this many, many times in the expression, bist du bereit?
Ganz genau.
Are you ready? The question that we start almost every episode of Coffee Break German with.
I think just the intro of this is a very good example to practice question words. Wie geht's dir? Bist du bereit?
Exactly. Okay, so we have covered pretty much everything you need to know about question words in German today. We hope that you have enjoyed this lesson. And if you'd like to see all of the examples we've talked about written down, then you can access the blog version of the lesson. There is a link in the description to the podcast episode.
And if you would like more help with your German and improve your German even further, please visit the website coffeebreaklanguages.com/German and subscribe to our newsletter lessons.
And the next one of those will be reaching your inbox very soon if you subscribe to that. For now, vielen Dank, Thomas.
Sehr gerne. Vielen Dank an unsere Zuhörer und Zuschauer.
Und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Happy Coffee Breaking.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.